The World Health Organization said this week that there's no need to cancel or postpone the upcoming Rio Olympics over the Zika outbreak. The WHO says there's a very low risk of the virus spreading more rapidly around the globe as a result of the Olympics, and the only people who should plan to skip the games are pregnant women. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication, and our weekly partners. She's with us now. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what is the WHO saying about why they don't see any need to move, postpone, or cancel the games? Because there are many people who have said that they should be moved or canceled.
Well, first of all, moving is a non-starter. I mean, when you think about the size of an Olympic Games and what is needed to mount a successful Olympics, it really isn't something that you could move in the amount of time that is left between now and August. In terms of postponing, what they're saying essentially is this is not a situation in which you're trying to make sure that the horse stays in the barn. The horse is out of the barn and has been for a long time. Zika is spreading around the world really quite rapidly without the help of a mass gathering like the Olympics. Yesterday, Bruce Aylward, one of the WHO's point person for health emergencies, said currently about 20% of the world's population is living in places where Zika is spreading, and about 30% of global travel is in and out of those places. So this virus has the chance to move around every day at this point, and they really don't think the Olympics are going to make that much of a difference. Part of the reason for that is because the Olympics are in Brazil's winter, and traditionally they've seen a drop in spread of dengue virus at that time of year. Dengue is spread by the same mosquitoes as Zika, so the thinking is this is actually probably the safest time to have it in Brazil.
But what are they telling people who are at risk of getting bitten by mosquitoes, especially pregnant women? We mentioned that they're saying that they may need to stay away. But what about others who go and who may want to become pregnant down the road?
Well, in terms of individuals who are going to go to the Olympics, I mean, they're giving them the same advice that they would give anybody currently who's going to any places where Zika is spreading. Take the precautions you can take not to get bitten. So wear light-colored clothing, long sleeves, long trousers. Be aware that these are bugs that bite during the day, not nighttime biters. So don't just take your precautions in the evening. You need to wear a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. And because it's been shown that Zika can be sexually transmitted, people who go to the Olympics or anywhere where Zika is spreading who are thinking about starting a family need to give themselves a little breathing room between the time they spend in a place where Zika is spreading and the time they try to conceive. So they're recommending that if somebody hasn't had any symptoms, that they wait 8 weeks before trying to conceive. And if they have had symptoms of Zika, they wait 6 months.
And just in the few seconds we have left, what's the latest on Zika spreading to the U.S. and whether this is going to be a country where we have to worry about those sorts of things?
Well, you know, it is getting to be mosquito time, isn't it? And and that is of concern. And everybody is worried about trying to be as prepared as possible. The CDC released a report yesterday talking about what they plan to do when the Zika mosquitoes are found in parts of the states and their rapid response plans.
That's Helen Branswell, who covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. Helen, thanks.
Thanks for having me.